Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, I confess, whenever I hear this gospel passage about the 10 lepers, I become a little edgy. And the reason is, I want to defend the 9 cured lepers. I want to give them a little slack, because it seems to me it's unfair to complain about them for doing what they were told to do. They were told, go show yourself to the priests. So they did it. And it's unfair to complain then that they didn't come back right away before they'd finished the command that they had received. They were only doing what they were told to do. It was the required formal certification for healing. The equivalent, I suppose, of a formal statement from a doctor before you can go back to work. They have to make sure that you have clearance, medical clearance for insurance purposes and liability and everything else. So, you know, just after an injury, you have to have permission to enter society. And that's what those 9, all of them, that's what they were doing. But then I know that it's not right to pick out one verse and be edgy about one verse, that one has to take a look at the whole story. I don't want to suddenly become a fundamentalist that takes a verse out of context and gets all upset about this one verse as if it's the main thing. In this particular story, it isn't the main thing. The main thing is really gratitude. Similarly, another confession, I took issue last week with one verse. Because last week, if you recall, and you may not, but if you recall last week, it's these people, the servant who was told to do this and this and this, and then come back, and the gospel, Jesus tells a story. You know, does the master of this servant now express gratitude for this servant's doing what he was supposed to be doing? Well, no. He just says, go and now make supper for me. You could eat afterwards. And last week, to myself, I said, it seems to me that the master should be grateful, that we should be grateful for all kinds of things, that we should never take anybody for granted. And to say you don't have to say thanks just didn't seem right to me. I understand that wasn't the point of it. The point of it is to do what we don't necessarily like to do or do what we're supposed to do. But nevertheless, I fussed about that last week. I kept saying, well, yes, we ought to say thankful thanks. We ought to say thanks to firemen. We ought to say thanks to mail carriers. And we ought to say thanks to policemen. And we ought to say thanks to people who do all kinds of services, garbage men, all kinds of services. We ought to say thanks. Once in a while, I surprise a checkout clerk at the supermarket when, at the end of tabbing up, you know, the bill that I owe for the milk and the butter and whatever else I decided to pick up for groceries for part of the week, I say, thanks for being here. You know, and they're kind of taken aback because nobody ever says thanks to a checkout person at a grocery store. But I do, because, you know, we should never take people for granted, even when they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. There are a lot of things in last week's gospel that we do because we have to do them. We pay taxes. We take medicine we don't particularly like the flavor of. We clean the bathroom. We go to work. Just things that we have to do, we do them, but it's wonderful if somebody once in a while says thank you. Thanks for paying taxes. Thanks for going to work. Thanks for doing whatever you do. St. Luke wants to insist that doing our, and I want to pull both last Sunday's gospel and this Sunday's gospel together, because it really is of one piece. And it's unfortunate, I think, or it has some downsides, if we only take one section at a time and not see them together. St. Luke wants to insist that doing our job, obedience, if you will, is very important. But it's also important to be associated with the spirit of gratitude as well. Doing the job and being grateful are two sides of the same coin. And they need to be seen together. They fit together. In Luke's Gospel, this morning's passage, there are 10 of those lepers. And that's an important number because it's the basic number for a prayer group to be heard by God. You may or may not recall that Abraham was recorded in Genesis of haggling with God over exactly what's the minimum number in order to have a prayer to be heard. And first response, God says, well, if you can find 50 good people, I'll save the whole city. And Abraham says, well, what about 45? What about 40? What about 30? And finally they agree. God says, oh, in so many words, oh, for pity's sake, Abraham, if you can find 10 people, that's good enough. Aha! So we have the number 10 as a basic prayer number who can save a society. So the very fact that there are 10 lepers, Luke is making a point. There were any number of times when I had the privilege of praying in Jerusalem at the Western Wall, and I'd go up as an individual and I'd be saying my own prayers and thinking about the mystery of salvation and the temple that once stood here and nothing left but ruins, and someone would come over and say, Slicha, excuse me, we need one more person for our minyan, for our 10. Would you please come and join us? And I'd say, you know, Slicha, I need no tzri. I'm a Christian. I don't count. And they would smile and say, all right, thank you very much, and look for somebody else. The 10 is really continues to be important in Israel. So, don't miss the point. There are 10 of them. And they pray in one voice. And they are praying. And it's effective. They obey what Jesus told them to do because he was only quoting the Torah. Go, show yourself to the priest so that you can be welcomed back into worship, into daily life of the community. And it's the Samaritan who comes back because he had a different temple. He didn't go to the same place and it was more distant and maybe he had something to teach. He comes back. And he says, thank you. It's the combination of obedience and gratitude that is very important. And also gratitude, if I can stretch the point a little bit, also gratitude for the instruments which God uses to deal with us in our daily life. Jesus. In our faith, divine and human, but also the chosen, preeminently chosen instrument for the salvation of the world, for the healing. Luke has in his gospel all kinds of crowds of people who praise God for the wonders that Jesus does as the preeminent prophet, spokesperson of God. Luke has crowds of people praising God. But it's only Luke that also has the Samaritan of all people coming back to say thank you. Of all people. And so Luke wants us to be conscious, I would submit, of all the instruments that God uses for healing. And to be grateful. There's a certain dimension, sacramental dimension, if you will, that the word heals. And oil heals. And we should be respectful as Catholics of all material creation because God uses so much to heal us and help us. But all kinds of people. So I inevitably, with my own oddities, always make lists of people we should be grateful for. I mean, doctors and nurses, we should be grateful. Pharmacists who mix medicine in the back room somewhere and give you a package of pills, drug companies, lab researchers, people who are working, doing their own job, they get paid for, it's their job, but we ought to be grateful. People who make wheelchairs, artificial limbs, psychologists who help heal the world, marital counselors who help people get through the tough points. Doctors who go running out on the football field when there's an injury and take care of the person, wanting the individual to get back on the field as soon as possible, but making sure it's not serious. People who give flu shots. People at the blood center. When I go to donate blood, they always take my blood and check it to make sure I've got enough hemoglobin or whatever it is they're looking for. Otherwise, they send me home and say, go home, eat some spinach, come back next week. But all those people, almost everyone is somehow involved in the healing of the world. They may be doing their job, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't say thank you. And so we put these two stories together in Luke, doing your job, being grateful. They're really both important. And I would submit that also is the gospel of the Lord.